Hi and welcome. I'm Siobhan Sarna. I'm the founder of SIBO SOS, but I'm also the founder of a company called Chronic Condition Rescue. And that is because I had a bunch of stuff wrong with me. And I was like, am I just getting older? But I'm not that old. And what is just what? I don't think this is like, I look at my friends, I don't think they don't feel like this. What's going on? And my mother died of cancer quite early in life. My father died when he was older. When I was 13, granted, he was much older. He was 82 when he passed, and he was like, I was 13, and he was how old? Let's see. He had me when he was 69. There's still hope. Anyway, I'm just saying. So I have been really curious about my genetics, and I have had it interpreted by a couple of people. I did the usual ancestry, 23andMe. I wasn't getting the answers though, the rest of the story. Like I'd look at the raw data and I'd be like, huh? And then I'd like, have one. I did have it interpreted, and the wonderful gentleman was like so confusing. And I ended up, having to order like what literally 25 different supplements. And I was like, this isn't sustainable. Okay. And I didn't understand why I was taking them. So fast forward many years, and I have met him and I have met Nurse Andy. And they have this wonderful company called, I just call it the SNPs company, so I have to look at the proper name, SNP Nutrigenomics. And not only do they help you with the testing, they also help you with interpretation. And then they also have a customized supplement that's like a lock and key to support what could be challenging in your DNA. Disclaimer, we're not saying DNA in your SNPs are good or bad. We are saying here's the weather report. They're not going to change, by the way. Your SNPs don't change. This is just really, really interesting information that does also provide a solution for you. Am I still frozen, Clarissa? Hello, 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 hello. No, I'm good. So basically, I'm going to hand things over to Nurse Andy, who has helped me personally. I was at a conference, very ill, and I was like, to my friend Sinclair, I was like, I don't feel well. She goes, go talk to Nurse Andy. I was like, okay. And so Andy and I had a healing session in the corner of a very crowded conference room. And it was like night and day. I started with her and I was like literally crying. And at the end, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. What is happening? And then the rest is history. And we've been just adoring each other ever since. So the SNP Nutrigenomics, the company that we're talking about, they not only do the testing, but they also provide the organic, non-GMO, customized supplements that's either in a powder or pill form. And we're going to be talking about that. So you can explore it. You can decide if that's for you. You can just get the test and don't have to do the supplements. But what's going to happen is, as soon as I be quiet and I'll hand things over, I've also asked Nurse Andy if she would do a coaching session that they've never done before for anyone who from our community does this, gets the results, and then we're going to all gather together and she's going to go through the reports as soon as it's appropriate. We're actually going to pull up my SNP report, which are the heterozygous, homozygous, go back in your mind, 10th grade biology, and we're going to go over my gut DNA. Very interesting. Nurse Andy, take it away.
Thank you so much, Siobhan, for having me here, and it's great to see you again. So let me go ahead and let's see. Can I screen share?
Yes.
Screen share screen.
It's down
Go
at the description
here.
box.
Yep, and let's go from the beginning. So I think that one of the really important things about genetics that's interesting because I've been in this field for a little over 20 years, and it can be super complicated, but it can also be really, really easy also. And I think that one of the important things to remember is that we want to focus in on SNPs that we could do something about. So what is a SNP? It's basically It's a single nucleotide polymorphism, big fancy name for a spelling error. And if you think about your gene codes almost like a recipe, and you have a spelling error in your recipe, well, the difference between broil and boil could be a big difference in how the end result comes out. So what's been super interesting is we've focused in on the fact that humans are much more alike than different. You know, there's only about a 2% difference, but look around, that difference makes a lot of changes in how we are going to present in the world. That's our phenotype. And then also how our function is going to be, which is one of the things that we look at. Now, one of the things that I loved about SNP is that in my exposure to genetics, there's a lot of information that you can't do anything about. You know, you get this data and it just makes you worry. And that was one of the things that we didn't want to do. So, what we focus in on are what we call actionable SNPs. So, there is specific scientific data that says if you use these epigenetic biohacks. We love the nutrition biohack because it's an easy one to do. And we know that if we look at these SNPs, then we can help to optimize their function if they're not functioning optimally to begin with. So this is sort of, we tried to make everything really easy also. So we have videos on everything, we have written reports on everything, and we have audios on everything. And then, like you were saying, we also are going to do the group go through together. And so this is what some of the major 20 look like. And it's simple things like, how do you transport your fats? How do you make energy? How do you perceive the world? You know, that's a big one. How do you have inflammation? How do your adrenals work? How do you detox? How do you store fats, but not just store fats? How do you feel satisfied when you eat? So all of these different components are basically laid out in your code complex, which is basically the foundational level of looking at it. But then what we do is we also take these 22 SNPs and we focus in on every system of your body. So whether you're concerned about your cardiovascular system or your weight or your brain or your mood or detox capacity or energy, and like we're going to jump in and go through your gut shortly here. We've got you covered on all of those systems of the body. And that's what I loved was it's really about foundational support so your body works the way it's supposed to. So do you want to pull up your gut
I'll
and
pull
we'll
up my
jump into that? I'll
gut.
hit stop share here.
Okay. All right. Here's my gut report. So that you get a summary report with all of the SNPs that they assess. Then you get an immune one, a gut one. What other ones do you get specifically?
There's 11 different ones, and we go through inflammation, immunity, gut, healthy weight, mood, brain, cardiovascular,
You
all the
did.
systems of your body, basically. And
Very
what's
thorough.
kind of unite, what's nice is you'll start to see the patterns within this. So here in the gut, we were talking about some of these things. APO, these are all the APOs. You know, a famous one is APOE because it has to do about brain and cognition, but these are how you transport, store, and process fats. Fats are super important because these are your cell walls. This is your brain matter, your nervous tissue, and it's also what we make hormones out of. So you are golden. You have the capacity to move these along in the correct way, which is fantastic. Now, CompT is, I think, my favorite SNP, which is hard to pick just one, but it's really about how we perceive the world. And there's no right or wrong. If you're fast, you tend to be more of a warrior. You kind of, you know, just go through, but you are slow, which is okay. I'm slow also. We're very good at picking out details. We're very good about remembering the things that are happening around us. It means that you tend to break down your stress hormones a little slower than other people. So they hang out longer, and so does dopamine, and so do different kind of components, neurotransmitters, which, we always are looking for the Goldilocks zone. So this means it's going to be super important for your gut health that you give yourself good stress management techniques so that you could expel that cortisol and those different stress hormones because you don't break them down genetically as well as other people do. So if we go down a little bit more.
Before you do that, I just want to have everybody
Yeah.
look at the top. So the G is, excuse me, the green check is no variance. The yellow exclamation point is one variant, and then the X, which doesn't mean bad. It just means it's just something for you to put, like it's traffic, right? Like, hey, pay attention, put the brakes on, and check this out. So I just wanted to show that. Okay, it keeps going. It has the guide on every page, which is great. I'm just familiarizing myself with this too. Okay, so I got a
Yeah,
lot of. A lot of yellow exclamation points.
you do. So one of your parents was very gifting to you, or both of them perhaps. This just means that one person gave you one variant. But for some different genes, that can make up to a 40% reduction in that enzyme, protein, or gene's ability to function. So I look at CRP. This is a very common inflammatory marker. So you tend to inflame better than other people do, especially in your gut. And then, we're looking at FTO. This is a really important one because this is also not just about how we store fat in our body, but how we feel satisfied when we eat. So you're going to tend to not feel satisfied until you have 25% more food than the other person who was green. So the trick with this is more protein with your meals so that you can feel satisfied and you're not getting those excessive calories in. Like keto would probably not be a great thing for you.
You know,
So let's, yeah.
we're not gonna like spend too much time on this, guys, because it's obviously my DNA, but I wanted to show you an example of what this is like. And also, when I heard this about my satiety or how I, am always a little bit hungry, that is so true. I, as long as I can remember, have always been the one who's just a little bit hungry or hungrier than the rest of the group. And that was really tough for me, especially when my gut was in really bad shape, because, I was constantly feeding an imbalance of my microbiome with my SIBO and stuff. So when I heard that there was a genetic reason why that possibly might have been me, do you know how much shame lifted from me? I was like, what? I'm not a, whatever words you want to use attributed to me feeling bad about always being hungry. And it relieved my psychology around that so much. And also, I see it in my sisters too, which is so interesting. We haven't done their DNA, but I see that my sisters are always like, we are the hungriest at the table when we go out with groups of people, and we're always nibbling. My mom was like that too. So it's really, really interesting. So there's also a psychological aspect to learning some of these things that I am very relieved to find personally. Moving on, just wanted to share that with you. We'll just quickly zip through some more of these. And if you decide to sign up and get the report yourself, and then if you do decide to do the supplement, which is that lock and key combination that I call this to support your SNPs, then you're also getting invited to a small group coaching session that Nurse Andy is going to be running, so we can go over everybody's chart and report. Okay, what's IL-6?
So again, this is another inflammatory marker. You're very good at getting inflamed, is what that means, basically. And we can kind of pop down a little bit more too. So MTHFR is kind of like the golden darling of all genes ever known to man. And basically, this is just methylation is helping to recycle your methyl donors, which turn your genes on and off, but also make nutrients available. So they make your folate easier to use. They help you get rid of toxins. It's very important for protecting your muscles and making energy. So you can see you've got green on one, and this is the more important one. So the green one up here has more to do with your heart health, whereas the yellow one is more about mood and neurotransmitters. So you're a little bit more challenged there. And then we go into some of the other homocysteine is another inflammatory, but you're green, so we don't even have to. A lot of times I look at this is where to focus your energy and where to relax. And
Right.
so, in general, you've got a pretty good looking heart picture there, a little bit of stress, but not bad. And then oxidation and more inflammation, and you're golden. You don't have any trouble with that. So, and then what's kind of nice is if we VDR is a really important factor, and we're super excited. We have even more VDR coming soon because this means that your cell receptor site is good to go, but we don't know how you process it from the sun, but we soon will. How you store it, how you process it, and how you make it active. And then each report's going to show you in your code complex. These are all the nutrients that are going to support your gut, specifically to the milligram dose based on your genes. Because if it's green, you get one. If it's yellow, you get a different. And if it's red, you get more. And, there's a lot of different nutrients that are just amazing here. But also, we go into your lifestyle hacks because we always say genes are the gun, but lifestyle is pulling the trigger. And so, you are going to need to have some different things to help you with, helping your gut microbiome. Which kind of vegetables are very good for that? What kind of things that you have to do to kind of support it? But then also, lab work, you can talk to your doctor about perhaps running.
That is cool. That is so cool. Okay, I'm going
Yeah.
to stop sharing, but that's just an example. There are 11 reports, and I just wanted to show you an example so you guys can get an idea of what it might be like for you. But this is like, I'm excited about this specificity, man. I'm so relieved. No more guessing, no more confusion. And I'm very pro practitioner, so definitely love to see you guys working and gals working with practitioners. But this is a great springboard. Show up with this in your hand when you go to those appointments, by the way. Unfortunately, most of them won't know what you're talking about, but that's okay. It's some springboard conversations to be had, but also the code complex is that we're going to talk about a way for you to get a supplement that Nurse Andy was just talking about that is exactly going to match up with that DNA. Cool. My best friend already has hers at home. I haven't gotten mine yet, but they're on the way. And she's like, oh my gosh, Siobhan, this is my best friend from like 1986. And she's in the health space too. And she's like, oh my gosh, why didn't we have this sooner? Like, she's really been making a change for Karen. It's been great. Okay, go ahead. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Doug, let's go here. Let's go here, go here. All right, can you see that okay?
No, I cannot see that. Okay, I see you.
Ah, okay, let me escape out of here and go back to Zoom and go back
So
to.
hold on. Charmaine's asking a question. I don't usually look in the chat, but who interprets it? So if you saw there are a lot of words, there's a report that interprets it that Nurse Andy wrote. But then also, if you join us for the small group cohorts, then we are going to be doing a group of going through, like, this is what this means, if it's green, if it's yellow, if it's red. So she has not ever done that before, but that was my request because I like to talk to people about stuff, as you may have guessed. So that is going to be just a one-off session for us. And it's in about 5 or 6 weeks because it takes a minute to get the swab, get it mailed out. If that part's very fast, then you get your results, and then we can gather together as a small group and go over it. Okay.
And we also just a little bit more on that. We tried to make it really easy. So in your portal, there are videos. There are, you get a written report as well as a
Really good.
video, and we'll be going over it together. So, we are a little ahead of the curve because the NIH is basically saying precision medicine by 2030 should be the goal for everybody involved. So we're super excited about that. And these are some of the different, we talked a little bit, but basically these are the areas of the functional systems of your body that we're going to show you the SNPs and how they tie in with your healthy body weight, your cardiovascular, brain and cognition, detox, which is so critical anymore, energy. Do you have enough capacity to have the energy you need to run everything? Your gut, your immune, inflammation, methylation, and mood. And then we are also, so what I really love is that we've made this available for everybody. It's not, you don't have to guess anymore. You could see exactly where your vulnerabilities are, but also exactly what to do with it. And we went through and made sure that all of the research is available if you want to dive in deep. And if you don't, that's when you just go to the summary sheet. So it's really kind of simple. And, having been in this field, I've sent people out with 20 bottles. And that's one of the things where I hate personally taking supplements. So when I got one jar of my powder that I could add to my orange juice with a little of my protein powder, I actually take my supplements now versus looking at my whole bottle over there. Cost has been really helpful because, as we all know, this can get quite expensive with some of the different options that are out there. And this is all about precision medicine, just the right mix for you specifically. And it was important with Kim Ressler and Corey Caldwell Lipson. Our team is amazing because the commitment to no GMOs, to being dairy free, to being soy free, gluten free, nut free, magnesium stearate free was wonderful to see that, it's a huge part of our philosophy of giving you the cleanest, easiest to use product. And, we have over 80 ingredients that are in it. We third-party test everything. So we test the raw goods, we test the mixes, which we call blends, and then we test everybody's individual supplement so that we know it's exactly what it's supposed to be in the dose, that there's no chemicals, there's no toxic metals. And so that's been something really kind of amazing. Also, it's looking at, I like powder, other people like capsules. So we have options for whatever you need. And I love that it's made here in the States. This is just a little breakdown of each of the main SNPs that we do actually test more than these SNPs, but these are what we compound on. So it's showing you very clearly heart health, energy, blood pressure and adrenals, detox, oxidative stress, immune health, hormones, inflammatory, methylation, but also things like what form of CoQ10 do you personally need? Do you need ubiquinone or ubiquinol? That was always one of those things where I was like, I don't know.
Hey, Nurse Andy, can you go full screen on yours? Because we're just seeing the
Oh.
preview. Yeah, it's great, but I just asking.
Let's see. There we go. Sorry about that. I didn't realize that.
No worries.
So,
All good.
yeah. So, again, we're looking at your vitamin D, all the four major ones that go with that, and your inflammatory markers, oxidation markers. It's really quite amazing how comprehensive so few can be to really tell you, I don't. If I'm going to be propensity to have a unibrow, I know that. I can't, I know how to fix that. These are the things that I don't see having the effects in my body that I can now fix. These are some of the amazing nutrients that we have as our base. So instead of having a filler, we actually have whole food base that everybody gets this. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some of our proprietary mixes. AC11 is phenomenal. It lengthens telomeres, which means it protects the cover of your DNA, which helps with anti-aging. But it's also phenomenal for hearing, for immunity, and it's a water-soluble one that's very specific. Quadrifolic, there's dozens and dozens of studies on the efficacy of this particular folate being much more easily absorbed than other ones. We do a lot with SAMe is the universal methyl donor, and it can be an amazing nutrient. And again, we have a very specific brand of it. Ubiquinol is a very highly active form of CoQ10, and everybody will be getting, some of this in their reports in their supplement. Glutathione is that major antioxidant that we need for liver functionality. And for those that need it, they will get this in their mixture also. But again, these are all very highly bioavailable forms of these nutrients that we actually get from France. So they are tested in both European and American standardization, which is a very interesting way of working with that. So this is kind of what my cupboard looked like before and afterwards. So our manufacturing is all done in a US-based manufacturing company with the highest standards available. We are HIPAA compliant. We are CLIA certified, and these are some of the different components that just mean we've gone that extra step to make sure that all of the things live up to the highest standards here. And these are some of the different reports that you get. So when you do your testing, you decide where you want to focus. You don't have to read all of these reports, but I always say, start with your top levels of concern, and it's going to walk you down. But know that no matter which area of concern you have, the Code Complex supplement is going to nutrigenomically optimize the gene expression that you need help with. I was at another clinic last week when I was down in San Diego, and I was watching them poking the finger, and I'm like, no. My children don't like to be poked. So it's a cheek swab. It's a very simple cheek swab. It takes about 21 business days to run the testing, and then it takes about another 10 days to go ahead and formulate the supplement. So it's a very easy way of working with that. These are basically, it is $297 to do the lab testing. And then when you order your supplement, it's $149 if you're on subscription, or if you just want to try it one time, it's $169. And you can get it in both powder or capsule. So we try to make it, and you can kind of see your test kit has everything you need. It's got the swabs, it's got the little sample holders. You pop it back into a self-addressed envelope that comes with it and drop it in the mail. You're not having to mess around with UPS. You're not having to do any cold things. So it's pretty simple. I'm really excited too. I love doing the DNA reviews with everybody because it's amazing how we all learn so much from ours. So there is your gracious capacity to do that. I believe we decided on a date in March, so it's just a little bit out.
Hold
I know
on,
I
I
put
have
it
to
in
look it
my
up.
calendar.
Oh my gosh, March.
I believe it's March 5th.
March 5th. That's right, at 4:30 Eastern time. March 5th at 4:30 Eastern time. Okay. What else did you want to say? Because I have a couple of comments I just want to make sure we get to.
Definitely. I want to say that we never sell your information. We never share your information. That's been some things that have been happened in the fact, and that, as research evolves, we take that into mind and up level every time we can. And we're just super excited to share it. I was going to say, we're happy to connect. This is our team.
And
YouTube has some fun things.
Kim's in the middle here. She's also here on the session. So if you have some very specific questions, I am forwarding them to her and then replying to you guys. So feel free, Kim, to reply directly to people in the chat, just like by replying directly. But go ahead. Sorry, Nurse Anne, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh no, that's totally it. So there's some questions and answers. Shall we hop into that?
Yes. Okay, that
Yay.
was beautiful. It was short and sweet and to the point. I always love that. I know there's a lot of questions, but there's also, I think, a lot of hope here. So here we go. Don't genes turn off and on as influenced by life factors, diet, etc.? So will a supplement recommendation change? Interesting.
So genes do turn off and on, and yet if you have the genetic capacity that they're not working in a certain way, they need that. So we're giving you nutrigenomics. So we're using nutrients, mostly foods, food-based nutrients to make sure that they are optimized because some genes you want on and some genes you want off, and they do need to change. So it doesn't change, but how you are supporting them does change, if that
So
makes sense.
it does, but the bottom line is the support. It'd be kind of like sometimes you're hungrier than others, but you're still going to be offered the same nutrients. That's kind of the best way to describe it. I just saw that I don't have internet, so I really hope this is working. It appears to be. That's frightening. If you choose capsules, what's the average number of capsules?
It's 10 capsules a day for 150-pound person.
Okay. What if you're sensitive?
So, great question. Anytime you start something new, we always say start low and go slow. So, some people, if my I have some really sensitive kiddos, I'll have them use half a capsule and work their way up to the therapeutic dose. And you know, when you haven't been using some of these functions for a while, sometimes we want to ease into them coming back on board. We don't want to dump a bunch of detox or, you know, all of a sudden have the liver working so well. So it's a matter of going slow. And usually most people can listen to their body. And we do have some blogs that are all about what could be detox symptoms and how to support them, as well as, you know, using some of those food-based things to support your microbiome, et cetera. So we try to really keep walk along the journey with you to make sure that you don't have a poor reaction to it. But if you are sensitive, we always say start slow, and that might even be half a capsule.
It's not that anything would be excluded from the formulation. Is that correct? It would just be you would start with a very micro amount.
Yes, and because sometimes you're just wanting, you know, you're getting things moving. And so it's a lower amount, and then you work up to therapeutic dose.
How recent does the DNA need to be? Jamie, your DNA doesn't change.
Yep.
So I'm glad you're asking that question for clarity. So it doesn't matter if you had it done 10 years ago, last year, it doesn't change. Which leads me to this. Let's say someone had it done by 23andMe. You can, correct me if I'm wrong, you can submit that to SNP Nutrigenomics, and then you will be given not a report, but you'll be given the code complex that would be appropriate for you. True? Or
Correct.
false.
We are just launching the capacity because, of course,
Yes, it's
we
a
want.
month out. It's a month out, by the way, to do that.
Yeah,
So,
it's not instantly. You know, the problem when you start taking other people's information is you didn't do the testing. And so, but we're going to be opening it up with 23andMe. And basically, you look up the SNPs that we use. Many of the other companies don't report on the SNPs that we're reporting on because we only report on actionable SNPs.
let's just
So,
pause there, Nurse Andy. So I want that to be very clear. It's not that you need to know all your SNPs, okay, based
no.
on this, yeah, because like I want to know everything, right? But what they're doing is they're testing on the SNPs that are actionable, okay? So that is going to be what you'll be receiving and what the information that you'll be receiving. So it does test for 103 SNPs. And that is going to be growing when they finish up the rest of the vitamin D ones. And that's what you'll be getting the reports on. So I want to be clear about that. And then what's the difference between SNP Nutrigenomics, the company, and other companies? Some people are asking about other companies. I'm going to just stay in the Q&A box. I broke my own rule and went to chat. I'm back to the Q&A box only, you guys, for questions. So please put them there. Other scenarios don't give you the option of the customized supplement. So that's what is so different. And when I say customized supplement, it's not just like they've gone to no harm, no offense meant towards, you know, what is it, GNC or your local CVS where they have generic brands or very mainstream brands of supplements. These are high level supplements that are of a non-GMO. They're super, super strict about what goes in them. I was like grilling you yesterday about like, well, is that from corn? All of my neuroses or selective discriminating taste were being discussed, however you want to look at it. Depends on who I'm talking to, right? Please elaborate on DNA methylation and DNA histones.
Sure. Well, we know that it's turning your genes on and off again. And this is through methylation, that this is the main way that that's happening. And, it's not just the histones, it's the histamine. So your methylation report is going to help to show you, because, like, for yours, gut, if you have, you need some histamine in your gut to make bile salts and acids to break down your food. But if you have too much, you get food intolerances and allergies. And so it's helping your body, it's seeing, do you tend to have trouble with this process or not? And if you do, then what are the factors? Like what I noticed with you, I was less concerned about your methylation as I was with your inflammation, because you had multiple inflammatory markers and only one of the methylation markers. So it's that factor of looking at the whole picture together, not just focusing in on MTHFR.
Right.
Because, for the most, and if you think about methylation, it's more about how you use your phosphatidylcholine and how you break down your creatine that are more important. That's 90% of methylation. Everything else is only 10%. So, it's complicated when you start really going into the biochemistry of it, but the general overview of it isn't that complicated. It's about, am I protecting my genes? Because your genes are basically the original copy that you're repairing every cell in your body with. You have to make new copies. So you want to keep that original copy as clean as possible. If I spill my coffee on it, then every copy that comes out afterwards is a little bit affected. And that's what those are, that's more of what that's talking about, is when you start damaging the DNA and damaging and shortening the telomeres.
Okay. What is the minimum age a child can have this done?
13 is where you can test on children, but to compound for children, we say 13.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. Does it help correct bad genes?
Well,
I
there
don't.
are no bad genes. There are genes that don't function or that overfunction. And so it really depends on what we're looking at. And so it doesn't fix the gene. But it's sort of when you have a detour around a pothole, you're not slamming through the pothole every time. We're detouring around the gene that doesn't function to its optimal capacity, and we're biohacking it with nutrients to make it express and do its job the way it's supposed to do it. So you
Okay.
don't change the gene, but you change the outcome.
Okay. Hang on, you guys are got great questions. I don't feel free to not know all of the answers here. Is Herceptin effective in the presence of the PALB2 gene RE stage 4, I think breast cancer. So sorry.
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry about that. So we don't look at it that way. And no, that is not part of what we're looking at. In those kind of situations, I would look at the detox genes and I would look at the inflammatory genes, because usually cancers are a response to either a toxic overload or a stress, sets of stressors. And it's a bigger picture than that.
If you have not had your genetics tested, I mean, I think it would be a great idea to have that information. Sherry, what are the excipients in the capsules? Define excipient in case someone's not familiar with that term, please.
So excipients are things that make powders flow a lot easier. So we use a non-GMO cassava, which is tapioca-based maltodextrin. But it's in a very, very small amount because it's in some of the powders, the fruits and vegetable powders that we get. We don't add extra into it, but it's in some of the powders that we purchase.
And it's from cassava.
Yes, which
So not
most
corn,
people
by the way.
know, definitely not corn. And, I've worked a bit with Beth and some of the histamine people. Usually, cassava is for mast cell activation, an acceptable, alternative, whether it's for vitamin C or excipients.
Okay. Let's see. Would anything, is there a genetic SNP that shows if you are more susceptible to having fungal infections?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if you've got FTO and you want to eat 25% more, and that 25% more is candy, or when you're wanting to have, so I think that's one of those ones. There's certain things with your immunity that are definitely parts of it. It's not like there's one gene that says, oh, I'm going to be susceptible to this, but there's things that we know will lead to it. We know that HLA-D, I don't want to do alphabet soup because I get into my nerdy way with that. But there are a few that we report on that are Dr. Shoemaker uses them quite a bit for how you will react to mycotoxins. Because it's not always the mold, it's the mycotoxin, and it's the inflammatory response to that. And we have many different genes on those inflammatory responses, as well as the main ones that he would re point to those for reactivity to mold.
Okay, let's talk about the science here of the tests themselves. How reliable are the results of the tests? And just to confirm, they do not share the results with anybody. I know that's of concern for a lot of
No,
people.
it's a huge, and it's a very valid concern. So basically, we go through a very strict, so your sample becomes a barcode and a number. Then when it gets to the lab, they know, and we don't know a way around this because you're either female at birth or male at birth. And we appreciate that people identify as other things down the road, but genetically speaking, we have to kind of stick with that because the chromosomes are the chromosomes. So the lab looks at things, and if it you there's a three-part check to make sure that the sample is validated multiple times. So there has to be enough cells on the sample, and then it's a validation process. And if it doesn't pass, we send you a new swab.
Okay.
So it's one of those, and we're like, hey, sorry, there wasn't enough cells on the Q-tip. You need to do it again. So it's a pretty strict, and because it is, a CLIA certified lab, it follows, the strictest standards we have in the States.
Okay. Does it take into account that I have mold? So, Louisa, this is like kind of that thinking that Nurse Andy's kind of trying to get us all to kind of tweak here. Or can you give guidance with that gene detox issue, MTHFR, which you kind of already addressed, but does it take into account that I have mold? It's,
The
oh, and by
mold
the
isn't going to change your genes.
way. Okay.
It may change how you're expressing your genes, but your
Right.
genes currently are your genes. And so but it would give you indications because you process mold and mycotoxins through your liver, right? Which so the liver functions, and yes, we have multiple the detox pathways, those genes. How you do GSTP, because glutathione is the number one mold detoxifier to get it out of the liver, but then also the inflammatory markers, because the mycotoxins are creating this inflammation that leads to many of the symptoms of mold.
Okay. Louise, I'm answering hopefully to the best of our ability here that will help. And by the way, the lab is CLIA certified and CAP or CAP accredited. So I don't know what that means other than I've heard of it before. I take it means that it's, reviewed. I mean, I know some pharmacies that I used to go to closed down in hopes of getting the certification. And until they got the certification, they didn't open again. So what is that? If you could just touch on that. And then we'll get to a few more questions and then we're gonna wrap up in 14 minutes.
Sure. These are just the national standards of the levels that you have to reach as a laboratory or as a manufacturing facility. They're slightly different. And so those were things that the company decided were important. You can still run labs that are in places that are not CLIA certified, but it's just a higher level of certification that says you're meeting the standards that people who run labs have agreed with their board are the right standards.
I totally trust the science around this, you guys, and do your own investigation, but that I wouldn't have them here if I didn't really support and vet their science and their perspectives. So I'm gonna just say I checked that box for you. Continue to do your investigation, go to their website, check it out. But I'm gonna spend a little more time on a little bit more specific questions about like who's gonna interpret this after I get it. If you there's videos about each SNP on their website, there's blog posts, and then on your report, which I just pulled mine up, you can see if you go the genes role in healthy gut microbiome report, for example, and then it lists it. And then go look here to the right, see additional reports. Let me get my fancy annotation going. Additional reports. So as you're going through the other, because there are 11 reports, this MTHFR is also going to be discussed in my heart test, in my methylation test, in my mood test. So they're discussed in a variety of ways. I have done things before where I wasn't satisfied with kind of a general report, but Nurse Andy wrote all of this herself, and I've been really impressed with what it has to say. So I felt like sometimes I've gotten tests, Nurse Andy, and I've been like, what? What? It's like another language here. And you think that the regular people, even citizen scientists, are going to be able to understand this? Huh? This is understandable. So I was very, very happy with the way that you pulled together those reports. And if you do join us in this small cohort and you go to the link that we have there, on March 5th at 4:30 Eastern Time, 1:30 Pacific, we're going to, as a small group, go over the reports. So it's going to be, hey, look, this is a green box. This is what it means. Hey, look, this is a yellow exclamation point. This is what that means. So I just wanted to share that with you. That was my request. They don't usually do that. Do your supplements ship only from the USA?
Well, they ship from the USA, but we ship to Canada as well.
Okay. And Kim, I've got a question in there for at 4:47. Can you check those two out? After you receive your lab results, does one of your staff review it? We're going for the group, and you can take it to somebody who is an expert if you know somebody. Most doctors aren't trained to be able to give you that kind of interpretation, but that's where that small group and then reading the reports and watching the videos. Does go ahead, Nurse Sandy.
I was going to say, and we do have a, you can do a paid session for if you need more than that. But
Okay.
in reality, we tried to make it so that between the video, because we have a video on every single report we do, as well as each and every SNP. And then you have your specific information as well. So if you feel that you don't have a healthcare provider, because we do want you to have a healthcare provider, to help go through that. But if you don't feel that you have one, we do offer a service where I will go over it,
Okay.
directly.
And how much is that, Nurse
It's
Sandy?
$97 for a half hour session.
That's a phenomenal buy. Okay. And like if you don't feel like you got enough out of the group coaching, you could sign up for a one-on-one. Do you ship to Mexico?
Not yet.
Okay, they're working on it. And what is your what's the website address? Because we just have the link for my little page there.
Sure, it's well, that link will get that is the website.
Okay,
It's
so
yeah.
click on the chat and you'll find it there. It's in the chat. Lindsay, I recently had a genetic test done with my integrative medicine practitioner, and we started on a lot of supplements you mentioned. How do I send her this information so maybe I can get a special formula instead? Well, you would download the report and share it with her. Also, is it realistic to not really even have an issue your whole life, even though your DNA says you do? I'm not a doctor, but I say yes, it's fine. You may not ex have something expressed. I'll let her talk. But then all of a sudden, you start to express those genes. Go.
Well, remember lifestyle. Lifestyle is all of it. So if all of a sudden there was a shift in your stress levels or a shift in your sleep patterns or a shift in your diet or exercise, like I was just at an event with Bruce Lipton and we were talking about that whole concept of, you fall in love, everything expresses perfectly for the beginning phase, So it's one of those parts where, yes, lifestyle is critical, both to enhance and to crash things. And so we always want to use those epigenetics. The genes are just the blueprint. And then what you do in your life is going to be how the house looks.
Exactly. So you can say, this is what the where the bathroom's going to go. Do you want Mexican handcrafted tile? Do you want subway tile? You are going to get that customization based on the context and sort of how what's the weather like outside. Okay, I'm going to how do we get into the small group if we do the test? We're going to get a list of everybody who has ordered with our link, and then we will send you an email saying, hey, reminder, it's March 5th at 4:30 Eastern time. Here's the Zoom link. I have some sensitivities, including potato and potato starch. Is that in the formulation? Is it in consideration of the supplement formulated for me?
Well, I'd have to look a little bit deeper. I do not believe we have, it's cassava, so I don't think so.
Okay.
But there's also, if you go to the website, when you click on your link, there is a list that shows, all the nutrients in it. And what I've noticed with some people is that as you support their genetics with their code complex, things that they were intolerant of, they often become able to utilize. Because
Really
you're getting all those other systems in gear. But if for some reason you don't tolerate it, we do offer a money back guarantee. So it's, we
what
try to keep it as
is that 30
30
days? Okay.
days. Yeah.
So that's really important because I want you when you get this to start. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be paralyzed by fear, and I want you to start really, really slowly. But don't let that 30 days go by without starting it so that you're not like, I got this. It looked good at the time. And now, no, just get it, start it, get some results going, folks. So when I have had this done from other people without a whole code, right? A whole without the code complex formula, I did a couple of single things and it totally changed my life. I can say that without hesitation. Like, I absolutely feel the best I have felt since I was a kid. And it's because I've cleared up my gut. It's because I have absolutely figured out some key things that I needed to do to support my DNA, which is why when I heard about Kim and Andy and this whole situation going, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get in on this and I need to then tell everybody about it. And it's been on my mind since I first heard about it over a year ago. So I'm very happy to be doing this today. So please, please, please investigate this if it's calling your name. It's not for not everything is for everybody, but that's kind of the whole point also, is that like this is your DNA that you'll be discovering. So if it's calling to you, I think it's very affordable for what you're getting. I think it's worth a try, obviously. Okay, let me just keep going here. What if I'm already taking supplements? Do I stop them, or how do I learn to tweak what I need? Hi, Nancy.
Great question. So basically, that's something you would kind of discuss with the person who put you on those supplements, right? Because what we've tried to do is create a foundational support. So you've got your SAMe, you've got your CoQ10, you've got a lot of the basic nutrients that you need. But if you have a fungal infection, you're still going to need your antifungal herbs until you clear that. So it's not to say you stop everything else, but the goal is that you will use your code complex. And instead of needing 20 other things, you might need one or two other things. It's a foundational support.
Don't stop any doctor prescribed
Nope.
medication. This isn't medical advice. This is information that you can use with your common sense, with the reports, with your practitioners. Please, thank you.
And
Okay.
even supplements. I really believe that if somebody has prescribed nutrients, vitamins, minerals, supplements, you need to always discuss it with your healthcare authority. before changing anything.
It's interesting that you've said that because I also like the word inner authority. So it's a balance, right? Work with your practitioner, work with your own inner authority and your own sense of what's do your research. I'm going to not go on that rampage right now. Okay. If you had, okay, do you send to New Zealand?
Not yet. We are in the process of expanding to multiple different areas. And one thing that I forgot to mention is the cell life is 4 months. So in 4 months, most of the cells in your body are going to be new cells. So we love to have people try and utilize their code complements for a 4 month period to really know. And it may be working in slowly, but by that point, most people really soon notice a difference. Some people, day one, but it's that part of remembering you're reconditioning all the cells in your body, you're resetting all of your DNA expression in all those cells. So it takes, it took us however long to get here and to reset it. It takes a minute to reset. It's not an instant fix.
Yeah. Okay. We have eight more questions and then we're going to wrap up. Well, we have 3 minutes. Okay. If you had a reaction to something, can that be excluded? Carla, I'm with you, but Andy, you can't be excluded. There's the bottom line. Can it?
Well, no, that's not 100% correctly. So
Oh.
we have blends, we have a
Okay.
base. We can't take the base out,
Okay.
but we have certain nutrient blends for each of the SNPs, and we can take out the entire blend. You can't take out
Okay.
one substance of the blend, but you could take out the entire blend. But most people, you just do less. And it might be that you do one capsule every other day until you work up, because you usually are able to get to that component where you work up to a therapeutic dose, and it may have to go slower. But we can extract an entire blend.
That's awesome sauce. Okay. Thank you. So that's impressive. Charmaine, I know you're looking for a private consult, so maybe you reach out to them. How would they get a private consult? What would be the reach out email address?
We're just at snipnutrigenomics.com, and you would just you it's on the website to order the consults.
Okay. How big are the capsules? Are they
They're
just
an
normal
average
size?
size, they're an average size capsule. It's support at snipnutrition.com. Sorry about that.
So
It's
just
a normal size, yeah.
normal.
Exactly.
Normal.
That's the size of what they would be, but they're green veggie caps that
Yep.
are highly easily absorbed. And so,
Okay. Do all capsules contain the same thing so it would be easy to titrate? These
well,
questions.
they contain your same thing, but
Yes.
no two
Yes.
are the same.
Yeah.
There's
Yep.
over 400 million combinations. So the capsules are the same blends, your personalized blend. Yes, each one is.
Are you on this complex for life or how long? How do you know when to end or finish it?
Well, basically, when you perfect all your epigenetic things from sleep and community and stress management, like all of those things, that's what your genes are never going to change. So they're not going to be different. But that doesn't mean that, we're all trying to get our lifestyle to the point where we don't need anything other than, eat the things we do. So that's a challenge, there's no answer for that.
Well, it's just like when people ask me, am I going to be on a probiotic for life? My ancestors went out to the garden and got a potato and a carrot every day from the earth. I don't do that. So, yeah, they were inoculating every day. So, I supplement with a probiotic. It's just something for you to think about. I wake up each night between 11 and 12, shaking, cold, and trembling. I'm so sorry. I drink coconut water and it fixes me and warms me and stops shaking within 10 to 60 minutes. There's something else going on there than just a beverage there. No doctor can figure this out. How many have you gone to? What kind of doctors? Don't stop there. Will this test reveal anything around this? I expect adrenal gland exhaustion. That's not really the purpose of this test, but I think it could give you some interesting insights, Nurse Andy.
I would say there's what they call the Chinese meridian clock. You might want to look it up online because that time is a time that reflects what your body is doing systematically. And when I hear that with time, I would look to see what does that have to do with, and look at the things that support that. But yes, we definitely look at adrenal and fluid volume things because coconut water, I think about minerals, electrolytes, and yes, that cold is that kind of stress. So we look at COMT, we look at stress things. It's hard to say, but I would definitely take a deeper look at that to see if it reveals any information to you, because when you wake up at the same time in distress, there's often a deeper reason to that.
Your body loves rhythms. Can this help with damage caused from fluoroquinolone antibiotics?
Yeah, the flox situation. So it does help with inflammatory processes. And, you know, with the cipro issues, we look at some of the tendons, we look at some of the ligaments. There's other SNPs that we look at, and if you tend to have weaknesses in those genes, you know, but we only are going to compound on these main functional ones. So I wouldn't say it would fix it, but it would give you an idea about certain kinds of weaknesses, and then it would foundationally support the systems that got pushed overboard with the antibiotic use.
Okay, let's see. You guys, we need to wrap up. Done. Okay. If someone says that I'm too weak right now to detox, would this what about timing for that?
So again, that's when you start slow, and this is a
Yeah.
foundational
Oh.
building support measure. This is not like trying to push a detox pathway. This is foundational support. So you would just start slow and work your way up because it's going to foundationally support your body.
Okay, hey, Charmaine, we're gonna send an email out later on tonight that will have the email, the website, and you can look at it then. Let's see. Do you look at the ARYL hydrocarbon receptor pathway?
I no, we do not.
Okay. Okay, if I didn't get to your question, I'm so sorry, but I did answer a lot of people's questions and I did answer several of you who asked multiple questions. Judy, you had a detox genomics testing years ago, but I don't know if it checked all these things or was different. True enough, you might want to look at the website and see what 103 SNPs they do cover and compare it, see what is calling your name. For me personally, the price, can you pull up the pricing again? Because that was very competitive for just what the price of my original testing was with no supplement, like even as an option. Great webinar. Great Louise. Great Anna. Good Robin. I'm glad you liked it. Throw some love into the chat for Nurse Andy and for Kim and the team. We will send out a replay. And I'm very, very glad you all were here. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. I'm sorry I can't get to everybody's questions. I just have a few left, but what's a genetic mutation? She's pulling up the price, guys. What is that? That's different than the SNPs, right? Or is it something that's hurt one of the DNA
Well,
SNPs?
no, as basically the SNPs are, they are single polymorphisms. So that is a mutation. It's
Okay.
like a spelling error
Okay.
in a recipe. That's what it is. It's
Oh, I
not
just wanted
a
to make sure
full
that's what we're
mutation
talking
that.
about.
Yeah, it's not, genetic disease is very rare, like 2%. And
Okay.
so it's not one of those kind of, these are, everybody has these spelling errors in their, and sometimes they help us. They were meant, our ancestors went through something in life and they prepared the next generation to deal with that.
Right.
So they're not always a bad thing. They're often a adaptation to whatever circumstances your ancestors were in. So we never say they're good or bad. They're really just information that shows you where do you need to strengthen and where can you relax a little more.
Can you pop up the pricing? Thanks, Nurse Andy.
I can. Let's see. So that's 290. Can you see that or do I need
Oh, I
to?
can't see it. I cannot see it, my
Okie
friend.
doke. Let me go back over here
I am excited
and
that you
go
all are
here.
excited because this was a game changer for me. It really was. And you know, I think it's a multi-prong approach. We had a question in one of my webinars with Dr. Allison Seebecker the other day, like, what do you do post, you know, a negative SIBO breath test and you're doing great? Well, how are the emotions in your world? How's your relationships? Are you supporting your DNA? I mean, there's so many things that we need to do in order to have a holistic wellness, including who you live with, the environment. It's, you know, it's complicated. It's life. But here it is. So the test is 297, and that includes that, you know, the swab, return shipping. It's super simple, by the way. I've done a lot of functional tests, as you can imagine. Some of them are freaking complicated, and I like have to have a degree just to like get it out to the UPS guy or gal. This was very simple. And then if you wanted to do, you don't have to do the code complex, okay? But that is the solution that they're proposing. You can, it's $149 a month if you do the subscription. It's $169 for a one-time order, and it's either in capsules or it's in powder. Start slowly. I'm going to say it again, start slowly and build up. So that's totally up to you. Now, if I start in one, the powder, let's say, and I want to switch to capsules, can I do that, Nurse Andy?
You can. And a lot of people will order one of each because it's easier for me to do powder when I'm home, but it's
Oh.
easier to do capsules if I'm traveling.
That's a great
So, you know, it's, and you can always, because it is custom compounded, you're always going to get a message that says, hey, we're going to compound in 5 to 10 days. Do you want us to do that? And it's just a click of a button in your portal to change things. So it's really easy.
That makes a lot of sense, right? So this is not nothing sitting on the shelf that's already formulated because everybody's
No.
DNA is different. Okay. All right, we are going to wrap up. I do hope you'll join us for this. And then March 5th is going to be the small group Q&A with Nurse Andy going over the reports. And you know, Jean was asking, like, am I going to get a video that is just custom to me? This is the price. This is very, very good, you guys. The bonus is the small group Q&A with Nurse Andy. I wanted to just show you one more time. Come here. Where is it? Oh, did I close mine? That here it is. I'll just no, hold on. Summary. Here is the healthy gut. I'm gonna do actually my healthy immune system. Here we go. Share screen, share screen. I'm gonna take over the screen for a second. Here it is. So there's the immune overview. Sorry, I'm just gonna find a page. So this isn't Gene, like a guy's name or a gal's name, Gene. That is the gene's expression. And so here is the IL-6, and then I'm going to read about it. It's a cytokine, meaning it helps with cell communication. My results are that would be two variants, so homozygous, so that's the red X, so I need something to help support that. And then you can go through the articles that has to do with that exact SNP. You can watch the video on that exact SNP, and then they go over, is it heterozygous, which would mean it has the yellow exclamation point? Is it the red X, or is it the green, which has no variants? Which, by the way, I'm not going to spend a lot of time for me personally on that, except, you know, what I did like to do was I like to go, oh, look, TNFARS1800629. This is helping me with my inflammation that the other SNPs were kind of, you know, pinching my face with. And now this is helpful for it. Oh, good. I've got some protection already built in. So it was very reassuring to me to know that, you know, I was diversifying my portfolio in a positive way too. Anyway, that's it. Thanks. I hope you'll be there for the March 5th session. And if you do have your auto ship, basically, you are getting you know, a discount when you go that way, or you just want to do the 1 month, that's fine. But I'm excited. So thank you. This is over a year of a personal goal for me to do this webinar with you all. So I really am like, box checked, baby. Now they know they can take it from there. I've done my job of making the announcement, and you all can make your decision. And thanks to Nurse Andy and Kim and the crew for creating that extra March 5th session and also just really pulling this company together. I'm very excited. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure and an honor, and I look forward to more in the near future and just getting to hang out with all of you guys.
Sounds great. All right. Thanks, Clarissa. Take care, everybody. Watch for the replay. It'll be coming out soon. Like tonight, do you think, Clarissa? Tonight or tomorrow morning? Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.